الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض، منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات، وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس، ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر، ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we begin with the third juz, with the third part of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those are the messengers, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have given superiority, we have given excellence to some over some others. If we remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded the second part of the Quran, Allah mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Then listen, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are from among the prophets, you are from among the messengers of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the starting of the third para, Allah mentions clearly, Allah draws a distinction of excellence between the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam, where Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you look at the messengers of Allah, you will see that there's a difference in some over the others with regards to excellence. One is superior to the other. Now, this is on one hand, we see this verse of the Quran, like in another place Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the same thing by saying, وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورًا. Certainly, we have given preference, we have given excellence to some Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, superiority to some over others, and we have given Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam the Zabur. So clearly you can see that among the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, there are also darajat, ranks, where one is greater than the other. But in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in Sahih Bukhari and others have also reported a hadith very similar to these words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تفضلوا بين الأنبياء, لا تفضلوا بين الأنبياء, that do not seek excellence between the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, do not seek excellence amongst them. In other words, don't say that one is better than the other. Now how do you understand this? Ulama of hadith have mentioned that the meaning of that hadith is that do not do so without any proof, without any knowledge, say some words from your own accord and you do not have any basis for that. In other words, if you have to say one prophet is greater than the other, then you must do so based on what you read from Quran and from Sunnah, but not from your own side without any proof of what you say. But definitely there is a difference between Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam in terms of superiority and excellence. There are another two ahadiths regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions similar words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تخيروني على موسى, that do not even give me precedence over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The second hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I do not even say that there is a prophet who is greater than Yunus bin Matta. In other words, he's referring to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Now here we know very well that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest prophet the greatest Nabi who has walked on the surface of this earth. There is no greater prophet than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how do you understand these two ahadith? So ulama of hadith, even in tafsir, the ulama of tafsir has mentioned in tafsir in Mazhari also, it is reported that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said that, he was unaware at that time that he was given precedence and superiority over these two messengers, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi Yunus bin Matta alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clearly known to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam that he is the greatest human being and the greatest of all prophets, then he also discloses information to the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhum. That is where he told Sahaba, Ana sayyidu waladi adam wala fakh. Then listen, O my Sahaba, I am the greatest from all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. I am the greatest from all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Wala fakhra, And I say such a statement without any arrogance, without any pride. So this is where Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That listen, those are the messengers. We have given preference, we have given superiority, we have given excellence to some of them over some others, namely the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah says, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ. That from among these messengers is he who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was known as Kalimullah, and in some riwayat, some reports also Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Adam is Nabiyun Mukallam, a Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke to directly. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. Clearly here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised some Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in ranks. Then Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. We have given Isa bin Maryam the clear signs, the clear proofs. Just to mention a few, it comes in one verse, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That I cure that person who is born blind with the permission of Allah. I also cure that person who is suffering from leprosy. That person who has baras, leprosy, I cure him also with the permission of Allah. I also revive the dead with the permission of Allah. And there are many, many more signs. We know the incident of the Ma'idah, where the people, disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, asked Isa also that Allah must send a Ma'idah, a table from the sky with food, etc. So there is also a mu'ajizah that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So clear signs were given to Isa. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And we also assisted him with Jibreel. The Holy Spirit here refers to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Then listen, those who succeeded these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, those who came after them, they wouldn't have fought. Now remember, after these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, there were people who were given now the clear signs, right? Allah says they wouldn't have fought after all these clear signs were given to them. But the reason why they fought was because of the differences that they had among themselves. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ اِخْتَلَفُوا. The reason why they fought among themselves was on account of the ikhtilaf, the differences that they had among themselves. Now, what is the difference? Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ. The differences were such that some of them brought iman in Allah and there were others who disbelieved in Allah. Then Allah says, despite these differences that they had also, where some brought iman, some disbelieved, Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا. That despite all of this, if Allah had willed, still there wouldn't have been any fighting that would have taken place. There wouldn't have been any jihad. But listen, Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. That listen, Allah does as He pleases. The idea is to tell you that listen, the only reason why we have these, why there is this continuous struggle, why there is this jihad, why there is this continuous fighting that takes place between mu'min and kafir, this is because there has to be this continuous jihad and struggle for i'la'u kalimatillah, to raise the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed. Nobody can go against this decree of Allah. That is why Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does as He pleases. In other words, He has His decision made already. Nobody can put back this decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.